This is probably a good time to tell Calvin that I'm his real father.
No, it's not. Well, no, it is, Calvin.
There's a good chance.
Calvin, come here.
I'm your father.
No.
I mean, not a good chance, but like 30%.
No, babe, you're not involved in this.
Because I pack heat, yeah.
Is Look Brian crazy?
Hey, I'll tell you what. All BS aside, if you want him to, you want a good role model, because I'm saying a masculine, traditional masculine role model.
No way.
And I'll come in how do you do that? Periodically, because otherwise he's getting two of the feminine and that becomes an issue.
Okay, he's running away.
Gonna learn how to fish. Build things with our hands.
All right, we're not going to want to fish from Brian.
How to survive and eat things that make
it. I'm going to change my shirt to something a little more comfortable.
That's right,
and I think he should be separated from his mother in about a year just so he learns to self-reliance. We'll cast him in the forest with nothing but some matches and a hatchet, a smaller hatchet for his hands.
That's a good idea to give a four-year-old a hatchet.
Indeed. And he either will survive the round or he will not, my son. But if you do, you will come out a man, a Spartan, to uphold a tradition that has lasted forever. Because the world is not your friend, my son. The world is what I'd call a huge kick in the nuts. And the only way to be a better father is to be a bigger kick in the nuts, as I always say, to my boy. And now this is my boy. Calvin Callan kind of rolls off the tongue. The camera's on?
All right, guys, welcome to the show. Quick and dirty. And last time we did this thing about baking cookies or whatever, and we didn't really necessarily have an idea to do a whole series, but it went off pretty bonkers. And so we're making it a thing. So right now we're doing quick and dirty, and it's with Brian Callan and I, and we are going to do episode 2 where we are painting each other. And whoever does better, who's the judge? Cal, you want to be the judge?
Yes. What does the judge do?
Come here. The judge.
The judge decides who's more talented.
The and judge decides who's painting
And when it comes to comedy, there's no question.
Better. No.
Well, there isn't, because we already
I
did that.
Yeah. Okay, you're the judge. So I can definitely paint him better
than you. Calvin, as an artist, I'm obviously, there are layers to the game, right?
Cal, leave
pretty,
that there.
I'm pretty deep, right, when it comes to art. I'm a lot layers. Your dad's a little bit more on the surface. I'm at the bottom of the ocean, artistically.
Cal,
does that make sense?
Just go like
there are a lot of different atmospheres that I've gone through.
Yep, there you go. Nice spin.
What is this?
What? Oh, here you go. A hat, a very cool hat.
Ah, quand j'habitais à Libon.
No.
En français.
Wow, look at him.
On met un chapeau comme ça. On met un chapeau comme ça quand je fais des arts.
Judge.
Des arts.
Thanks to Kristen for getting all this stuff, right? My wife's great.
Yeah, thank you, Kristen.
Okay, so say thank you.
I said I will say thank you.
Okay.
So I don't need.
All right.
Yeah, but I don't need you to tell me about manners. I'm raised well.
All right. Well, debatable, but you're saying the thing. What do I do?
Get paint on my white chair, then at the end, after the winner, I'll stab you guys with that sword.
I'd love for you to mark me and say I left my mark on you, and I would.
She would say that to you?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
So do we begin now?
Yeah, I guess so. And I'm gonna paint you. Dude, I'll tell you what, man, I am, have you done art class before?
Yeah.
No. Oh, by the way, that was your spot because look at the cup right there. Can you see the cup right there? That was for Brian, so I set you all up nice with your cup and your paints. There you go. See the cup?
Right yeah.
There? There you go. That's for you. And there's nothing wrong with that, but that's for you.
Merci.
You see the cup?
Merci.
What does the cup say?
The gayest.
And it's fine. It doesn't matter, right?
That's so juvenile. It's so stupid.
I did not make that cup. I have that cup for guests when it's necessary.
Well, I'm not gay.
But there's nothing wrong with that if you are.
I never said I was. I know.
Right, okay. So you gotta paint me, bro. Make sure you get a lot of like really, you know, I've got a lot of angles to me. And then Krista got all this stuff. How do I do this even? How do I start?
I'll show you.
I can already tell by the way you're doing it from here, you're doing it bad.
I'm not doing it bad, dude. You're getting into my area.
Which is?
I'm an artist.
Babe, do I start with black or what? Do I mix it? I don't like how you're helping him and not me.
So white is gonna be your best friend here.
Baby, that's racist.
White's gonna be the one that you use to mix and
White's gonna be your best friend?
Yep.
And what about, what would you say about, so I have black hair, what is that good?
Black is also your best friend, yeah.
Whoa.
Especially if you're being
PC. Black. She's being PC, dude. What about yellow?
About that.
Baby, come on. I just don't really know. All right, so put the water in with the yellow here, because I want to mix to make it look like his skin.
Just go ahead and...
Hey, man, you know, you're making it complicated. Just paint. You're
Did
not
you
a
start
painter.
Yet?
Yeah.
You know what you're doing?
I know exactly what I'm doing. Hold on.
When's the last time you painted something for real?
I mean, I went to the fucking Sorbonne in France.
When's the last time you painted something, dude?
You know, painting is my secret garden.
What does that even mean?
It's just like something, like, I have a lot of talents, but painting is like...
What?
Yeah, you know, it's kind of my thing. Right?
I don't know, man.
Wow, you don't want to get into a competition about it.
No. I don't know, man.
That's all I'm saying, right?
Yeah?
Literally all I'm saying.
I'm going to do it good.
No, you're going to try, but let's not try. Let's not get crazy.
I bet I do it good.
Compete with me. Man, the easel's not being as cooperative as I wanted it to be.
Would you say... Dude, do it. You better do it nice, man.
No, I'm doing a good job.
Chris, what are you starting off with?
The ear. I'm making the ear nice, and I'm making the jaw that is not
Make
that,
the jaw strong.
Not that defined.
Make the jaw strong. Do you have silver?
No.
Do you have a razor blade? Because you got to make the jaw what it really is.
No.
No, but I mean, my jaw can carve a trophy. Do you have my jaw carving a trophy?
No.
You should.
Uh-uh. I'm not going to do your jaw like that.
What are you going to do?
Your jaw's a little bit, right?
My jaw is strong.
You're working on jowls?
No, I'm not. My jaw, there's really no wasted space with my jaw.
Oops, I didn't know that was white. You're working on jowls?
Dude.
You're working on jowls?
Your voice isn't that deep.
Dude, you only, if you know what? I need more green and brown and gray because that's all Brian ever wears.
I know, because I'm not good with fashion.
Okay, well, now you made it real, and I feel bad. Why are you not good with fashion?
You know, I think because I'm
Don't
thinking
care.
About...
Don't care.
I think I'm thinking about important thoughts.
No. Fashion's important.
Yeah, but I'm always after the truth in a with a capital T. You are interested in things like fineries, you know.
What's that?
Like...
Don't go. Mike, don't do that.
Well, you know, you like... You just like shiny thing, like, you know, that kind of stuff.
No, dude. I can see from back behind your thing that it's bad.
It's not bad. You're being a dick.
Uh-uh. If we had to paint each other's dicks, though, you'd need two canvases, I swear.
Oh, come on, dude.
You would. You need to put them side by side.
No, come on, dude.
Lengthways.
No.
And then you need another one for my balls if you want my balls.
Ew, gross.
Yeah, it's gross, but it's true. I know it sucks.
Oh, God, dude.
I hate it, dude.
No.
I hate that, right?
No.
Yeah.
No. You know what I am? I really am a good artist. And I don't give myself enough credit. But, I mean, the people do, obviously, but... I think I might call my next special The Groundbreaker.
You think that would be good?
Well, I think people are going to call it that anyway, so I kind of want a preemptive strike. Have you listened, how many of episodes of my groundbreaking new podcast, Off Limits, have you listened to?
Zero, dude.
Hmm. You hate learning.
No, you know what? I listened to the one.
You hate learning and laughing?
You know what? I listened to the one who went in. I did listen to one of them, actually. I listened to the guy who, he was talking about going in war and doing God.
Mike Glover.
Yeah, that guy, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He killed some guys, huh? You can't talk about it, though, right?
No.
Right.
There's a reason I'm so at home in a beret. Let's just put it that way.
You? You interviewed him.
Didn't say that. I didn't say that out loud, did I?
No, but you interviewed him.
Well, or did I do more?
You didn't do more.
Is there a reason I interviewed him? Is there a reason he chose
me? Yeah, because you have a podcast called Off Limits.
Well, yeah, and a lot of stuff I might have done is off limits, right? So,
no.
Is there a reason it's called off limits? I wonder, huh?
Don't be like that, man.
Well.
Hell yeah, dude.
Tell you what, man, my workouts are comprehensive, you know? Look at me.
Dude, don't say it like that, dude. You're not the boss of me, all right? I'm doing what I'm doing. You never realized how good looking I was?
No, it's just...
It's that, though, right?
No.
So I don't need that much paint for the hair.
Come on, dude.
No, I'm saying. I don't need that much paint for your hair,
dude.
Right? Is it shitty to say that?
Yeah, it really is, though. Yep.
What?
I'm pretty impressed.
At you?
Yeah. Not bad. Not too bad, buddy. Look at me.
Jack Talon, I already know.
Can I see one more? One more time?
Come on, dude.
Okay.
I know what you're gonna do, so make the nose fine size, all right? You don't have to.
Relax.
Hell yeah, dude.
What?
Oh, dude, nothing.
No, you haven't done anything. You know, I can't stand what? When you give yourself credit for something.
Hell yeah.
No.
What do you mean? Oh, hell yeah, dude.
Dude.
Hell yeah.
Okay, man, okay.
I know, but what I'm doing is good, though, actually. Oh, hell yeah. Oh, hell yeah. Dude, I'm gonna win. Do you know that?
No, I don't know that.
I'm gonna do his lips, so I need a real thin paintbrush.
Fuck off, dude. I have a nice mouth.
Babe, do you have a thinner? You know what? Give me a toothpick for his lips.
Dude. Are
you being real?
No.
Don't do that with your mouth, dude. You don't have a full mouth. You don't have a full mouth. You want to see my face when it's totally relaxed and all bullshit?
Yeah. That's not relaxed. That's fucking terrible, but that gave me an idea here. You have a bulbous nose. I didn't realize it.
What?
Yep. Sucks.
I don't have a bulbous nose. I have a fucking Romanesque nose. I have a.
Yeah, it's Roman all over your face.
No, I have a Romanesque nose.
Yeah, you got Roman nose. It's Roman all over your face. Do you like that joke?
No, I don't. I don't. I don't think it's nice.
Groucho Marx did it. Fuck. Fuck, I fucked up. Oh, but it's okay. It's you.
Mine is good.
No.
I'm kind of done because mine is.
All right, hold on.
I'm kind of done. Mine is fucking.
No, hold on.
Yeah, Brian, describe us yours a little bit.
Well, mine is what I see when I look at Chris's face, and you know what I'm reminded of, and what I see, and what I think about when I think of Chris.
Okay. Well, that already sounds like you're a dick. It's going to be a dick thing.
No.
What color are your eyes?
They're an autumn brown. They're a chestnut.
God, it's hard to do this and keep your back nice.
You have a weak back.
No, I don't have a weak back, actually.
You have a weak back, huh?
No.
You don't think you have a weak back? You have a strong back?
I do.
Yeah. Nobody's ever said Chris D'Elia, the guy with the strong back. Nobody's ever said that. I'm all back. My back is wide, dude. I can do pull-ups for fucking days at 56, which is insane. It's insane. It's scary.
It's not scary, bro.
Hey, dude, I can see what the fuck you're doing.
What? I'm doing it good.
Okay. Are you ready or
no,
what?
No, not yet, bro. See, you rush it. I don't rush
it. No, I don't rush it. I know exactly what I'm doing. I'm specific with my art.
I need a real thin brush. I'm working on your below the belt area.
Dude. Come on, bro.
I'm not ready, dude. I'm not ready. You can't rush art.
Yeah, I can. Oh, you're wearing an apron. Looks great on you.
In case I get my shit, you know.
Or you're going to cook for me afterwards. Fill my belly.
No, dude. Hold on. I'm not ready yet.
When the grid breaks down, this is me to you. I'm all decked out. I'm doing the fight. And I go.
What's that?
You get the fuck back in the kitchen because the men are talking.
No, dude. When what happens?
You get the fuck back in the kitchen because the men are talking.
No, but when do you say
this? When the zombie apocalypse, when the grid breaks down.
I have to cook
down,
when there's zombies?
And I'm fighting.
There's a lot higher.
You're feeding me and my men.
So you have a bad idea for. You need all hands on deck when the zombies are coming.
You start talking like this.
What?
We're all planning our next move. Hey.
No, dude. I'm not going to cook if the zombies are coming. I'm going to fight. You're getting bit.
What?
Hold on. I need to step back and look at it.
All right, can we go now?
No, not yet. Wait, dude. Oh, you know what? I missed a thing.
Babies are so cute.
Ah, shut up, dude. Don't do stand-up for me.
What?
Were you just trying to do stand-up?
No, I said your babies are cute.
You said babies are so cute, right?
Well, I mean, I could do some stand-up on babies if you guys want. Uh-huh. What's the deal with babies? Some babies are cute. Some babies not so much, right?
That's not funny, dude.
Some babies you're like, oh. Other babies you're like, oh.
That's not good, dude. That's not good.
Now, some babies are like, what'd you get that at the baby store? Is there a sale?
That's not good.
Is that a sale?
That's not good.
They find that one in the warehouse?
Okay.
Oh, is that the defective one?
All right, dude.
What's the deal with baby anyway? Oh, we couldn't. Baby. Why the why?
That's stupid, dude.
I'm playing. I'm writing. I'm thinking. You know, how come they're so round and soft? You know, it's like, hey, God, how about making them a little less vulnerable?
That's not a good joke.
That's
dude.
A theme I'm working on. What's the deal with babies? Hey, God, how about giving them some teeth in case they want to eat, like, you know, a piece of steak once in a while?
That's not good to get teeth, dude.
No. Oh, let me get this straight. All I got is water and milk, okay, from my mom. Talk about a mama's boy.
Hey, dude. All right.
I know, I'm trying to work it out.
That's not good.
Well, it's not good right now. It's going to be, what's the deal with babies?
We're revealing the artwork, and the art speaks for itself. I'm not going to describe it. I'm just going to do it. I'm just going to show you. And you take it in, you breathe it in. Don't respond quickly because you need to take it in and breathe it in, just like my heart, okay? This is you, all right?
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
How I imagine you. It's an okay. artist's choice.
I have a lot more hair.
Thank you don't.
You, thank you for that. That's a thick head of hair.
Mm-hmm.
So apparently that's a really thick head of hair.
Okay.
So I look super Armenian.
But you have legions. Sometimes, right? Because old guys get lesions.
I don't have lesions, dude.
Have you seen Philadelphia?
I'm not stricken with the pox.
I should have written coming out of the thought bubble. Oh, guys, sorry, I got in a racquetball accident. So
that's an age joke?
No. It's not.
What's going on with the what else is going on with all the weird marks?
You get lesions when you get certain. Tom Hanks said it in Philadelphia.
What are those marks there?
Tom Hanks said it in Philadelphia. That's your crying. Those are teardrops.
Because of my lesions.
Lesions, it hurts so bad, and it's your time of the month. I didn't have enough canvas to go down there. But these are your tits. These are your tits. And they're big and floppy, and they're real nice. They're your tits. I hate that, but they're.
I don't have tits?
Yeah, but.
Why would you? Why?
Brian Callen.
There's nothing feminine about me.
Do we have to blur this out for YouTube? I wonder.
Nothing, and those nipples are super red. They look bloody. Did I just run a marathon with no bra?
You've been blocking on them all
day.
Did
I run 26 miles with no bra?
You've been blocking on them all day.
Okay.
You've been going.
To toughen them?
Sorry, it's a rocket block.
To toughen them when I can actually nurse a child? Because the CD says you can if you.
Yeah. Yeah. And also, you have legions.
Is it from the drugs I take so I can laxate?
No. It's from the drugs you take so you don't, so it doesn't turn into full-blown AIDS. It's HIV that you have. And you have lesions. And people go, what's wrong? And you say, I got in a racquetball accident. Like Tom Hanks in Philadelphia. And you've been plucking dits all day, dude. That's what's been happening, though. You've been going and crying. So that's good. And you only have this part of the shirt. You cut it. And so it can breathe.
So I can pay my rent?
All right. So there you go.
All right.
Okay.
So again, for me, I paint sort of what I see, right? Uh-huh. And what I think about, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And so I think for me, it's a little bit more, not as on the nose.
It's abstract, okay.
Right, but it's pretty artistic, so. That's what I see.
Those are gummy worms and gummy bears.
Yeah, so you're candy.
That's
fair. I painted your tattoos, 40, and then there's a mountain.
Yeah, I see that, dude.
Not bad.
Wait, I'm not candy, dude.
No,
what are you saying?
When I think of you.
Yeah.
I think of candy.
What?
That's all.
Dude.
That's why I kept saying look at me, because I was trying to get.
Yeah, I get it. That doesn't make any sense, because I don't look anything like that. The hair is actually not bad, though.
It's not bad. You have great hair. I've never said you don't have great hair. You have great hair. Great hair.
Don't say that.
But you're telling me
this is not fair because Calvin's going to say that one's better because it's got candy on it.
Right. Okay. And because it is better, right?
No.
Because it's more realistic, isn't it?
No, it's not more realistic.
Because when I look at you, I think of candy.
Don't say it like that, dude.
And soft, soft, chewy candy.
Come on, dude. See? Art
provokes. Not good, right?
Art provokes.
Right?
Art provokes. You got to gasp for mine.
No.
Yeah, art provokes.
So?
So, let's see which one's better. I'll probably have to cover up the bottom part for Calvin. But want to make sure he judges right.
Okay. That looks like a bunch of fingers.
Okay, well.
Grabbing at me.
All right, well.
Pawing at me. I don't have any psoriasis anymore.
Lesions.
It totally went away.
Lesions, baby.
Never came back either.
Your diet?
Yes. I changed my gut profile. Literally did a gut, like a Cleveland Institute for Dermatology. I'm actually
at
the Biome Center, and they work together, and they literally changed my gut biome, and it never came back.
What the
and
heck?
I just did another
one
5 years later, and that bacteria that is associated with
autoimmune disease went away. Psoriasis, dude. Hey, stop talking about psoriasis.
Okay.
So which one do you think is better?
See the one with the candy? Hold on. See the one
which
with
the candy? Which one's
the one
with
the one with the candy. That one with candy. That one with the candy is amazing.
I smell them.
Which one's better,
good
though?
Nose.
I don't know. I think this one or this one.
But probably.
Any choice?
But that one probably, right?
That one?
Are you?
I made, I painted him.
Wait. But you'd say the candy one, right, hon?
No. He said no.
He can't take his eyes off the candy one.
Okay. See you later. He made his decision.
Which one do you think is best, Cal?
I think the one that Dad likes with the green sauce.
Thank you, Calvin! And he didn't even see the best part. Stupid. I covered up the best part.
Stupid.
No, don't beat yourself up. It's okay. Chill. Dude, no, it's okay, man.
I'm fine.
There's nothing to win.
I'm fine.
There's nothing to win.
It's fine.
So listen, man. It's okay, dude. Listen, man, it's okay. But also, he didn't even get to see the part where you were blocking your debts all day. You blocking debts?
Hey, dude. Huh? You fucking just, I see just a clump of fucking gummies.
No.
And
did
hair.
You go out and buy those?
Yeah.
Like a gas station?
Mm-hmm. I picked the first candy I saw because it doesn't matter.
That's so shitty, dude.
I went like this. Yeah.
Glue.
You got
glue? I win. Say what it be, I know the king follows lead, repeat after me, I know they lurking the serpent.